Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160.
Mark's joining
the discussion. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Richard Rich,
and Mark.
And we've got to work together tomorrow to figure out whatever the connection issue is down there on Mark's end. But I want to change gears here because, Rich, you brought in a story about the dangers of comedy.
An excuse to get to be racist.
And now, I imagine this is one of those left-leaning pieces that are like, you can't say things that are controversial. You have to be funny without saying anything controversial. Is that right?
I don't know if that's possible.
You can't be funny without saying things controversial?
Well, I mean, comedians will tell you pretty regularly that somebody has to be the butt of the joke. So you could, say, make jokes about animals, for instance. You could say, hey, aren't dogs funny the way they sniff each other's butts and stuff like that?
What's the deal with dogs?
Yeah, what is the deal with dogs?
Very funny joke, though. That's just an observation about a creature that isn't a human.
You decide whether it's something's funny or not.
Sure.
But anyway.
Well, I like dark humor, and those are certainly controversial.
Well, those are controversial. I'm just going to list off the few things that I think I've thought about this a lot, and there's only a few things where there isn't really a butt of a joke. So now somebody's going to get offended if you make fun of dogs or cats or snails or whatever. Somebody out there loves that particular thing, whatever it is, rocks, I don't know, trees. And
I don't want to live in a world where I'm not allowed to make fun of rocks.
I know. Well, I'm just saying. Those Ignatius rocks, how about them? There's puns, right? So there's wordplay, which...
Sure.
Sometimes people get upset about, and, I don't know why, but sometimes they do. For instance, it's okay to be very angry at somebody who makes a pun or a dad joke, right?
Dad jokes are bad. But okay. I mean,
they're designed to be
that's
bad.
That's the point
though,
of them. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just pointing out jokes that don't have butts, and there's very, very few of them. And that's basically it. There's wordplay, making the butt a non-human, and then humans, whether it's my wife, I just can't stand the way she does this or that. I mean, it's always somebody is getting made fun of. And without this, you have a very sober and boring world. And, I mean, even the people that... Even people that, that call themselves progressive, they love to snicker about the right behind their back. But if it was somehow inappropriate to make fun of the right, too, then what would they do? I don't know.
They would make fun of each other again because they eat themselves eventually anyway.
Well, we'll see.
That does seem to be the case.
Yeah.
I mean, with intersectional politics.
You can only virtue signal so hard.
You can't, yeah. And if you don't virtue signal hard enough, they turn and eat you.
Yeah.
I've seen it repeatedly. And, it's why I'm not the type to ever want to play that game in the first place. But I'm glad for that because I see what they're doing. I'm like, man, they would have turned on me long ago if they were ever, allies or whatever. Because you're not allowed to be anything but a Marxist if you're trans. I don't know how those two things got linked together, but they evidently did. And there are entire books about why you have to be Marxist if you're trans. And I was like, you're an idiot.
Because the capitalist system is out to get you.
But it very clearly isn't.
Understood. You don't have to convince me.
I'm sure. But I can also take a joke.
Yeah.
I can also laugh at things.
Yeah.
And I think that's what sets me apart from a lot of the trans people on the left. So like, Yeah, when Dave Chappelle did his skit, I laughed about it because it was funny.
Oh, he got a lot of heat for that.
He did, but
what was there was a train skit? I'm not sure what it was about.
It wasn't really a skit. It was just a...
It was a bit.
Yeah.
I couldn't repeat it. I mean, I couldn't repeat it because I don't remember it, but I have seen it.
It was just something really innocuous about...
There was the F-bomb in it.
Well, I could avoid that, but I don't remember the context of the joke either.
It was just something like, you know, it's funny when you think about a man being born in a woman's body or a woman being born in a man's body. It's just funny. That's just funny. That was pretty much the extent of what he had to say about it. I mean, he was a bit more vulgar, and, you know, he's Dave Chappelle, so he was funny about it. But that was pretty much it. I was like, yeah, that is kind of screwed up. But, I mean, that's nature, right? I mean, nature, whoever thinks nature is perfect is clueless. It's going to screw things up monumentally. Wires are going to get crossed all the time.
It clearly makes mistakes.
Yeah. And so, right. I mean, it's funny that can happen.
It was the reality of hermaphrodites. I know you're not supposed to say this word anymore. That made me realize that if it's possible that somebody was physically born male and female at the same time, then it's possible that somebody was born psychologically or mentally for whatever reason. If there's a difference between a male and a female mind, and I've been told part of my life you're not supposed to think that, and the other part then absolutely you are, I'm not entirely sure, but
It's scientifically true, but you're not allowed to talk about it.
So you're saying they're not just confused?
Well, I don't know if they're confused or not, but it's none of my business, right? Like, if somebody cares so deeply about whatever it is that they care about that they're willing to cut their genitals off...
Well, not all trans people go that far.
No, that they don't, and they get to change back if that's what they want to do. That's fine. I don't care. Look at me. I don't care. And I think that people that are all caught up in it, they must have an axe to grind somehow, you know, whatever that axe is. Maybe somebody in their family, you know, had this happen. I had to come to grips because Aria showed herself to be very, very competent. Well, what was I going to do? Was I going to stick to my guns that this is going to be something that I'm sticking to pronouns? Well, no. To me, the language is intended to serve me. Like, the reason humans made words was so we could communicate stuff.
Sure.
So, fine. I'll communicate stuff. If you look at Aria and you say to yourself, well, that's probably really super-duper a woman, then okay, then fine. I'm not here to save you.
Yeah, and coming from someone whose pronouns are His Majesty and Her Majesty, you probably should just respect other people's pronouns as well.
There you go. And I'm willing to.
Okay. Shall we get into this?
Absolutely.
All right. Mark Twain once said that a sense of humor is the one thing no one will admit to not having.
He's not wrong, because when I think about these hardcore foaming at the mouth leftists who don't have a sense of humor, none of them would say that.
Right. I have a sense of humor. You're just not funny. I don't find humor in your comedy.
Well, what do they find humor in?
Bashing the people on the right? Yeah.
Okay.
Watching those people get arrested.
Being preachy on social media?
Yeah.
But that's finding joy. That's not finding humor.
I'm sure when...
What do they laugh about?
I'm sure they chuckle a little bit when someone from the right gets arrested for nonsense. Right.
That's a despicable form of humor, though. If you
sure.
Take...
But if that's what...
If you find humor in the suffering of others...
I mean, if that's their type of comedy, I'm not willing to judge that either.
I am, because, you know, I like dark comedy, but I like it because I know it's messed up, and that these things, if they were real, they would be among the most horrific things I had ever heard. But at the same time, it's funny because it's so extravagant and not real that there's that, you know, I'm able to... recognize, just like when I watch a horror movie, I know it's not real, so it doesn't bother me. But that's very different from watching someone actually be tortured in real life.
It falls into the category of the absurd, which means you can disassociate from reality.
Yes.
Right. Twain's observation came to mind this week when Robin DiAngelo warned that comedy is an excuse to get to be racist. It appears that DiAngelo is moving from white fragility to white comedy. The remarks of the author of the book, White Fragility, were carried on the Wisconsin-based nonprofit Myth Informed. DiAngelo singled out Family Guy and The Simpsons as racist entertainment. For free speech advocates, the comments are concerning given the crackdown in other countries on comedians.
I don't know about The Simpsons haven't watched it since like the 90s?
They're talking about a poo.
Yep.
More about this and why we can't laugh at things anymore. 603-283-6160. What do you laugh about? And more importantly, what does the left laugh about? 603-283-6160.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. Well, who's us? Us is Aria.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And I want to say thank you to Witherdew. He's one of the people helping FTL, Free Talk Live, reach larger audiences. That means that Witherdew is an amplifier. That means Witherdew is contributing to the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you value the ideas of liberty reaching larger audiences, if you value the ideas of having this call-in show where anyone can call in and talk about whatever is on their minds, then you might consider joining the AMP program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Smooley calling from Florida. Smooley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great to be on, guys. So the subject that I've been thinking a lot about and a lot of people have been thinking about is this case of Chris Chan, who was recently arrested for sort of like alleged intimate contact with his mother. And the problem that I have is, you know, is that an act of aggression?
Depends if it was voluntary.
Well, it was voluntary from what he claims, but, I mean, she has dementia, right? So this adds a whole nother level of complexity to it. I mean, if she responded positively, like he alleges, does that make it okay? It's definitely a difficult subject. And then if it
well,
is...
Was he her legal caretaker? I mean, was he was...
That's my understanding. Yeah.
Then it would be no different from a parent having relations with their child, in my opinion. I mean, if he's her caretaker,
underage,
yeah, then she's basically his ward, and it's his responsibility to make such decisions on her behalf, and he made decisions on his best interest rather than hers, it sounds like.
He wouldn't have said it that way, right? He doesn't believe that she can't not consent, right?
Well, okay. When it comes to that, let me just say this. There are nonverbal ways to express consent
sure.
or non-consent. So when you say, like, she responded positively, right, to me,
yeah.
on the face, sounds like consent. Because there, even if you're not able to speak or not clear of mind, there are ways to, like, withdraw your consent or not grant any consent without saying no.
Well, there's something I want to point out here, too. If he's accepting, say, a government Social Security check to help take care of this woman, and he has been named by, say, a court or somebody in authority as the caretaker, then he's financially accepted a role that parents don't accept in the same way. So he's benefiting.
Well, I know that he's mentally ill as well, right? So, like,
oh boy.
I don't know what I don't know the degree to which, like, the caretaker stuff. I'm not privy to that information.
I mean, it would also depend. What type of dementia was she? Just like completely off the walls, never in the right state of mind, or was this something that comes and goes? I don't know. I don't have the answers to this. But
do you want to put the taxpayers on the hook to prosecute?
No.
Right. Now, there's a great question. Do I want to spend taxpayer money in incarcerating this loon and his, I don't know, strange mother? I mean, this is an edge case.
Well, Collier just said he does. So
I absolutely think that it's it would appear to me that arresting somebody for essentially rape is something that is within the purview of any society, like any just society.
Do you believe that's what Chris Chan did here?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it.
Okay.
So I think what we're saying here is
in terms of non-aggression principle, like, how would you figure this out?
Well, having an interaction with someone without their consent is a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
so it's a violation of the NAP.
Wait a second. There was another case where a husband was having sex with his, demented wife, and the sister didn't like it that he was doing it, and the man was charged with the same thing. Now, I think when one enters into a marriage, that the status of consent changes from a presumed no to a presumed yes. So you can't just go into nursing homes and have sex with random people. But if you go into a nursing home and you close the door and you have sex with your wife, I presume that she has consented because she married you.
But what about your mother?
Well, I don't like to talk about incest generally because I think these weird incest cases are not worth discussing. They don't affect the average individual.
It's definitely weird. Still not my business.
But they do represent a small edge case, which the non-aggression principle being a universal principle, you should be able to suss these out, right?
Yeah.
I think the answer is who's the victim? If you can make a case that the mother is the victim here, and I think you can, then okay.
And I might be on the other side if what's brought in front of me is the mother responded positively.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I would have to do significantly more research, and I'm not qualified to do that research about, you know, what level of senility or decision making is the mother capable of versus the son, who you said is mentally ill. What level of decision making is he capable of?
You may not be qualified, but you would be qualified for a jury that would adjudicate the same thing.
This is why I'm an advocate of jury nullification, okay, by the way, because I'm not an expert on these things, and that's just above my ability to make a decision on, because I'm not an expert on any of those things.
Well, anybody who wants more information on this subject, you can go to Kiwi Farms. They have it posted, but the website's probably slow because so many people are reading it.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight.
To answer your general question, I think this falls within the purview of the non-aggression principle. It's just whether what has to be sussed out in court or, you know, in front of an arbitrator is whether there was an actual act of aggression.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. If someone wants to have consensual sex with their mother and they're both consenting adults, I don't care. I find it a bit, you know,
it's weird, but it's not my business.
But it's not my business. It is gross, but it's not my business. If someone wants to be gross, they can be as gross as they want. But
on your own property, on your own time.
It's worth pointing out that sexual contact with, you know, women having sex before menopause is more consequential than women having sex after menopause. It is unlikely that this woman was quite old if she's demented, this 70-year-old woman was, not capable of getting pregnant. And if she's not capable of getting pregnant, then the consequences of this gross behavior are lower.
Sure.
I don't know if that justifies it in any way.
No, he's assuming that it's consensual, right?
Okay.
Disregarding the part about her being demented.
The dementia thing, the question is whether or not you can make a decision.
Okay.
And if you can make a decision, I think that you are more capable of making a decision with mental illness if the consequences are low than if the consequences are high.
Okay. I don't know if I would throw pregnancy in there when coming to that decision.
Pregnancy on a 70-year-old will kill her.
Yeah, let's get back into comedy or something. This is not a topic I want to spend more brain cells on. 603-283-61.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As several areas across the country see rises in the number of COVID cases, Florida is seeing one of the worst surges. The state's Department of Health says there are more than 10,200 COVID patients in Florida hospitals as of Sunday, setting a new record. The state also recorded its highest number of daily COVID-19 cases since the beginning of the pandemic last week, with more than 21,600. And fire officials in Oregon and California have been able to make progress against two of the largest wildfires currently burning in the West. The Bootleg Fire in southern Oregon is now up to 74% contained. That fire has burned more than 646 square miles in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest. Authorities were able to cancel some evacuation orders in northern California, as they've been able to slow down the Dixie Fire. The blaze has already destroyed 42 homes and scorched more than 380 square miles. Firefighters have been able to get it 32% contained as of Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the Senate waits for the final text of the bipartisan infrastructure bill, Senate Democrats are already also working on a separate $3.5 trillion spending package. That bill is expected to be pushed through the budget reconciliation process and include Medicare expansion, immigration reform, and measures to address climate change. But some Democrats, like West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, have raised questions about the size of that bill. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that it comes down to what the country can afford while keeping taxes competitive.
They're saying it's all paid for. Now, if it's all paid for, you look at it in a different light. There's a lot of great things in there. I've seen some of the things that need to be done and we all want to be done. But you get to the point like you do in your own private life, what can you afford to pay for? So if I never voted for the 2017 tax cuts, okay? I explained to Senator Schumer and everything. We've had good conversation. He's been great about trying to move this infrastructure, the traditional infrastructure right now. He really has been pushing this. So let's get a bill done. Now, on the other bill, I said, let's look and see. You're going to make adjustments to the tax code. Mm-hmm. Are we still going to be competitive?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Rich,
and Mark.
And one of these days, I'm going to sit down with Chris Wade and some other people, and we're going to figure out when ForkFest 2022 is actually happening, because right now, it's unclear. I've got the live read in front of me, but I just don't know. Part of me feels
is it
like
not just going to happen after ForkFest 2022 again.
I feel like one of the advantages that we have is that we can promote different. I mean, ForkFest is whenever people say it is, right? But
sure,
we can learn from our mistakes. I feel like this ForkFest was significantly smaller than the one the year before, and the bulk of the ForkFest surrounding party happened prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival rather than after. Afterward, everyone just sort of seemed, I at least was drained, but I wasn't the only one. A lot of people left like 3 or 4 days into ForkFest, so I'm not sure. I lean toward having like the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then like...
Isn't that SporkFest?
It is Somalia Fest at the moment, but I want to reclaim Somalia Fest and just have ForkFest as this sort of split event on either end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. To me, that's probably the best approach here, but I don't know, and I mean, it's not my decision to make. It's no one's decision to make, but it's like, what do I want to promote that I'm going to be at in 2022? And I just don't have the answer to that yet.
Winters at Rogers, the Freedom Survival Festival.
No, thank you.
You're the only one there.
But let's go to the phones. We've got James in Montana listening on KINX. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I wanted to go back to what you're talking about.
Oh, James, there's a lot of background noise there. Are you driving?
Roll up your window.
I'm actually in a combine.
Okay.
So let me shut off my Bluetooth.
Yeah, can you step out?
Is that better?
That is significantly better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had to turn on my Bluetooth. I was down for my combine. So,
what's on your mind tonight? What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, let's go back to the topic of the FBI being corrupt in that private case of San Francisco where they seized like $38 million on the belief that the people, I heard on Lato Law that the people were committing crimes because they had their money in cash and jewels in a private bank.
Oh.
With a private vault.
Oh, is this the private lockboxes thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember this. They raided them because, I don't remember the exact reason, but they said, hey, if you want to reclaim your stuff, all you have to do is send us a letter saying what was in your safety deposit box and we'll give it back to you. And that's obviously a trap. Like the USPS used to do. They were like, hey, we have your pot if you want to come pick it up. And remarkably, some people would attempt to do that.
I think part of the reason it may not be a trap all the way through is because they seized like every box.
Right.
Right. So there's stuff in there that is not related to a crime at all. Go ahead.
They weren't even supposed to open the boxes according to what the search warrant said.
Right.
And they were only supposed to seize the businesses, but they weren't supposed to take the boxes.
But they did.
Is what I understood.
Right. But they did, and they opened it up, and they got, you know, so there's people with safety deposit boxes that committed no crime, weren't alleged to have committed a crime, weren't even on the FBI's radar, but the FBI has their stuff. And, like, how do you reclaim it then? How do you get your stuff back from them? And they're saying, yeah, just write us a letter.
So I'm sure they have a form that you know, you can fill out and submit in triplicates. And at some point within the next 3 or 4 years, someone will ship back your stuff.
Right. But if you're saying, if you're suggesting that they're trying to catch people going, well, now we know who's got the bad stuff, right? Maybe.
Sure.
But there's also legitimate claims to get property back that are mixed up in that.
Is what I was thinking of.
I haven't seen the search warrant that the FBI used to justify their raid on this business, and I would have to take a look at that to be able to even begin to process whether or not they were justified in taking the safety deposit boxes. But as we saw in the Rich Paul hearing, the most recent one, the law is murky at best. You would think that, you know, the law is really, really clear all the time, because that's the whole point of having it written down, right, is so that it can be clear. But in Rich Paul's hearing, we saw two attorneys take the law and take this precedent, and both of them interpreted it in completely opposite ways.
Right. I was involved in a lesser case, like a traffic thing, and there were competing laws on the books for, like, what they had claimed I had done. And my attorney at the time said, in the case of competing laws, they take the one that's lesser of the two for the benefit of the prosecuted. So,
well, that's good at least.
It's good, but it just shows that they have a procedure for this. Right?
Rather than fixing the conflict.
Right.
Right. Well, I think that when the founders wrote the Constitution and they made it very clear that judges needed to, issue warrants and these sorts of things, they never imagined that judges were just going to go around rubber stamping anything that the FBI asked for. That they were trying to put a check and a balance in place. And at this point, the best I can tell, there isn't one at all. If they could just go in and say, we'd like to know what are in these safe deposit boxes, it sounds bad. And some magistrate says, sure, let's go look. And they just sign something. At this point, we don't have rule of law at all.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what happened in this particular case. I think I was actually at ForkFest when this happened. But
what if your backup keys to your Bitcoin wallet were in there? Because that's supposedly a safe place to keep that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, imagine, just forget about how they're a private business, right, who were just running a safety deposit box thing. Your bank also does safety deposit boxes. Just imagine the FBI raiding your bank and taking all of these safety deposit boxes because one customer was a drug dealer and was storing you know, whatever there. We would be outraged, but because this is a private company, it's, oh, well, they were probably doing something illegal, or they probably knew about it. We don't imagine that Bank of America or Wells Fargo knows about it when it happens to them.
I'm pretty sure I was still outraged when I saw the initial headline that they were just robbing people's safety deposit boxes.
Well, yes, but we're unusual in that respect. Yeah, as we see them, we go and we think they're raiding people's safety deposit
boxes.
Even
if it was like the business that they were going after, like you don't touch the customer property. Like, that's, you know.
No, certainly
that's
not.
Out of line. You don't have the warrant for that, but they took it all anyway.
But, I mean, the law is complicated. It's hopelessly complicated. I'm surprised to find they have a system in place to deal with it when one law says one thing and another
right.
says another thing. It's like, okay, this system is too unwieldy. Mark, you're right. The founder certainly had no idea that one day the system they put there would be used in this Leviathan way where we actually have laws that compete with one another. I'm sure the founders will say, fix the conflict. You have too many laws on the books. Get rid of a lot of them, and these conflicts will go away.
That would be a great reset that I would support.
I would, yes. But the problem with laws is
wipe
that
it out, start over.
They don't expire, right?
Right.
And I never really thought about that until I was reading something and someone put it to me that way. They're like, this is the issue, right? The United States existed for 200 years. Every single law ever written, unless it was repealed by a later law, is still on the books.
But even that adds a new law, because you need the law
yes.
someplace to repeal it.
So laws don't expire, unfortunately. It's just only ever increasing. And we're at a point now where the average American citizen commits like 3 or 5 felonies a day. I don't remember the exact number.
The book is 3. But okay. It's probably extended beyond that since the time of publishing.
And it's just, we could get rid of a lot of these issues, these conflicts between laws, these conflicts between precedents by just starting over, wiping them all out, and say, okay, look, what do we actually need to make illegal?
And, well, driving.
And after that you sounds, get...
That sounds difficult. How about we do this instead? 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate have to agree to pass a law. And only 50% of them, 50% plus one, have to agree to rescind it. Then we could turn them into a law-abolishing organization.
That would still add more laws.
They have no desire. I've never seen any politician with a desire to rescind laws anyway. Maybe you have. 603-283.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and I just want to remind you, we do have our own social media server because, you know, we're sick of getting kicked off of pretty much everywhere at some point. I mean, Facebook has given us one of those find out more about COVID-19 vaccination things when people share our videos, or at least they did once. It's only a matter of time before they kick us off. It's only a matter of time before YouTube kicks us off. Twitter, all of these other places, it's just a matter of time as far as we can tell. So we're decentralizing, and you can join our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. They're the only people who can censor you is like myself, Ian, and I think Captain, and that's pretty much it, and none of us are going to censor people.
Wait. How come I don't have admin privileges?
Because you would censor people.
Would you know how to use said admin privileges?
No.
Okay.
There you go. I think the important thing with that setup is you're getting kicked off of platforms, fine, but the response is, well, we're going to go create our own, not we're going to call for government intervention and force them to, like, allow us to be on the platform.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Social.freetalklive.com if you want to check it out. Mark, are you even on the social media server?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't think I'd ever seen you on there. But let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, continuing on about this number two in the Democratic Party in the state of New Mexico, this Cheryl Williams Stapleton that got away with $5 million of your tax money, and I mean everybody because this is a school system and there's lots of federal grants of millions and tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, ultimately, that go into the school system in Albuquerque. And so this is your money. And the reason that I bring these scandals up when they come up is because point number one and point number two, for over a decade, I have been trying to interest Cumulus Media, KKOB Radio in Albuquerque, KIVA Radio, and the station in Farmington, KENN, also the KUNM radio stations and other print media in covering the fraud that I have discovered in the family and children's court system. And nobody really cares about us, me. You know, there are limited number of us. So, and because nobody cares about people who have had their children trafficked illegally by the state of New Mexico and other states, like I proved in the New Mexico Court of Appeals with a unanimous decision, showing that Judge M. Monica Zamora and Judge John J. Romero Jr. in the state of New Mexico illegally trafficked my children. That was a unanimous decision that proved that. But because they don't, nobody cares about that, I find other things that affect all of you, and maybe you'll care about that. And so back to the 2 points.
Smart marketing.
Yeah. Right. So I've been saying for over a decade, distilled it down to two simple things so people can understand it. My allegation against all government, but in particular the government in New Mexico that trafficked my children illegally, that I proved in court, established. Number one, what people who in your government, meaning the people that either get elected, like John J. Romero Jr. and Judge M. Monica Zamora, two judges, they got elected, or if they get appointed, or if they get hired and are working in your government, they get into a position, and then they you know, whether they're a cop or a judge or, whatever, they have control of certain power and resources, money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And instead of following written laws that we have laws, rules, regulations, ethics, morals, mores, et cetera, standard.
David, will you please make a point before I fall asleep?
That is a point. You just don't understand it. This is
David. You're rambling on using 50 words, 50 adjectives to describe a thing. I just want you to make a point.
I made a point. You're just not intelligent. Let me talk to Mark. Mark. Okay. Mark is smarter than you. Let me talk to Mark.
Okay,
Mark.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, whatever. 2 points. That these people get power. And then...
Oh, see, that was great, David. You made a point, and it was like 5 words.
Point number two.
4 words. These people get power. Awesome. More of that, please.
Point number two. Go.
Yeah, they get power, and then they do not. Then they do not follow. Yeah, smirk. They do not follow the law. Okay, and then.
Okay, I put you on hold again because I just wanted to point out to you that you've been talking now for about 3 minutes, and all you've said was people get power, and then they don't follow the law, and you took 3 minutes to do that. Go,
Aria. You are so stupid.
Thank you, David. Do you have a third point?
No, he said only two.
Yeah. Yes, I have a...
I wasn't putting me to sleep.
I thought he only said two.
You guys are so effing stupid.
Thank you, David. Is that all you wanted?
That was point three.
David,
people get power, they don't follow the law, and you're dumb.
David, thank you for the call tonight. Oh, Mark finally weighed in. Mark.
Yeah, well... I'm sorry. I
you fell asleep too.
No, I knocked out for a little while.
I mean, yeah, corruption happens. That's what we would expect from anyone who gets power to then not obey the parameters that are supposed to limit that power because.
And they try to expand it.
Yeah, they've had a taste of it and they want more of it. That seems to always be the case.
Yeah. Categorized under unsurprised. And why is this news?
Well, it certainly isn't news and it certainly could have been bait a lot. Faster than what David was inclined to do, evidently. So, laughing, comedy, the All dangers right. of comedy.
An excuse to get to be racist.
Yeah, we're not going to have time to get into something like this, I'm afraid, and that sucks.
D'Angelo explained how comedy is a dangerous gateway for racism. We'll get into this part. Comedy is, I think, an excuse to get to be racist, right? I think TV shows like Family Guy and South Park and maybe a little bit of The Simpsons allowed white people to be racist self-consciously. Like, I know I'm being racist and therefore it doesn't count and it's okay. I don't think it's benign to do it in a joking way, and there's a concept in comedy called punching up, not down. So if you want to punch up, there are very different power dynamics and it doesn't hurt in the same way. It doesn't invoke a deep down centuries-long history of oppression when you poke fun at, say, white people.
You know what? I find this to be really, really offensive.
I'll bet you do, Whitey.
And yeah, and here's the reason, is because if you allow somebody to say, look, it's okay to be racist in one way, but it's not okay to be racist
in another way.
Yeah. But I mean, they point to The Simpsons and Family Guy here, but... The Simpsons and Family Guy especially, they do punch up. When the Tea Party thing happened, Family Guy went after that hard. I mean,
I want to say Family Guy punches in all directions.
Carter Peterschmidt is like the richest character in their universe, if I recall correctly, and they're just constantly making fun of how he's the stereotypical ultra-rich person who wants to run the world, but he's really a clueless idiot who has no idea what's going on around him.
Yeah.
Not to mention Mayor Adam West, who is one of the funniest and most clueless characters in the series. They do plenty of punching up. Sure, they do make gay jokes and some racist jokes and stuff like that, but they punch in every direction, as you said.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're you know, and I just listened to a short interview with, I forget which creator of South Park, and he said they've basically, like, been grandfathered in, which is why they haven't been canceled. Like, they've been doing this offensive content for so long.
They have.
That anyone goes like, but it happened, but South Park. Oh, yeah, but that's South Park. Like, they don't count because they have this developed history of offensive content.
Yeah, at everyone.
Right.
No matter what, no exceptions. And that's one of the reasons I love South Park so much. And I didn't care so much for it when it was just, you know, all twirly humor and stuff like that. But the show has really evolved over the years, and now it's as much, you know, satire as it is anything else.
And it could be that they've matured over the years as well. Right?
That's true. You know. I mean, they were college kids when they made the very first episodes, so
right.
I wouldn't be surprised. I still haven't gotten around to watching either the mask special or the vaccine special or any of the COVID-19 specials. I need to. Well, I don't need to. I want to, and I may actually do that at some point, but I hear they're pretty good. Have you seen any of them?
I have not. But what I do know about South Park is they've gotten their animation so timely that it's produced, like, within the same week that the show airs.
Yes.
So they're always on topic, on point, pointing fun of, like, the most current event you can possibly think of during their time slot.
Yeah, every one of their episodes, I think they have 6 days to make it. I mean, some of them they finish like a few hours before it's supposed to go live.
Right. It's beautiful. They're just in time comedy.
But it's got to be stressful, man. So props to them for dealing with that. You know, they put this together in a week. They roll it out. As I understand it, the only time it really backfired was that they expected Trump to lose the 2016 election, and he ended up winning, and they had done this whole character thing with Mr. Garrison expecting Trump to lose, and Mr. Garrison apparently represented Trump. I wasn't watching the show then.
They should have aired it anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what all happened then, but hey, we're out for the night. You can join us in the meantime. We are on social media, but we're probably not going to be there long, so join our own social media server. You can find it at social.freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening. Again, social.freetalklive.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.